First Shiur on Shabbos, Hayel, Hayetavshin Lamed Vav, August 31st, 1976. Second Mishnah Klal, Gadol Ayin, Gimel Amud Aleph.
All this Meloche is Avoyim Chosar Achas. Now, Gimore, in Bava Kame, that days, and also in Hazirik, in other places, so the Gemara points out, obes v'chlal dike todes, maish na'av u'maish de tod. So the Gemara says, according to the Rabbanon of Reb Lezer, that if one does an av and he told it, so he's only chayv one chatos. So, does anyone have a Gemara by the time here? No? So according to Reb Lezer, if somebody, let's say, will sow, and he'll also water, he'll water the plants. So it's an avne tolde, so it's chayv du chatois, but according to Rabbonon, it's chayv one chatos. Where Reb Lezer mechayv atolde mokim av, amai kor leav, amai kor leitolode, hard have a mishkech shive kor leav, hard lo yav a mishkech shive kor leitolode. So Teisves here mentions two geuses. So he says, one girsa is the girsa that we have in our text, in Bava Kama. And also Nazirik, at the beginning of Nazirik. So, Hach de Haved Mishkin Chshive Kor Le'av, Hanor de Lo'i Haved Mishkin Chshive Kor Le'tod. Ufi hai girsa, bo la'afuke kama meloches, shelo yochshuvim bo'yo b'mishkon, di toil this nimu, ve'lo'i haves meloches. So in other words, anything that wasn't the Mishkin, and was not choshu, so it's only tolod. It's not enough. So what is the thing that makes it into nav? The fact that it's choshu. Then he says, v'yiz the garse, how they have a mishkin ruch shive, call it up. How do we have a mishkin geloich shive, call it tolod. Or figir se zutza ochleima, di boi etarate. Abol shive vole have a mishkin, lo yifre have it tolod. So in other words, according to one gear that Tesis Mbobakame says, the important thing is Choshuv, even if something existed in the Mishkan, but it wasn't Choshuv, so it's not an Av, it's only a Telode, but if it is Choshuv, so then it's Mashma, as the Maram points out, and this tasteless in Mbobakame. If it is Choshuv, even though it did not exist in the Mishkan, so it's an Av. So Choshev is more important than the fact that it existed in the Bein HaMishkan. If it is Choshev, even though it did not exist in the Bein HaMishkan, so then it's enough. But if it existed in the Bein HaMishkan, but it was not Choshev, then it's only a lot. Then the other girls is that both are equally important. How the have a Bein HaMishkan not Choshevet. But how they have a mishkenuch shive kol yav. So there are two prerequisites. The fact that it existed in the Bein HaMishkan, and also that it's choshuv. If it's choshuv and it did not exist in the Bein HaMishkan, so then it's in Torah, it's not enough. If it existed in the Bein HaMishkan, it's not choshuv, again it's not enough. Alright. So in other words, so Tesis in Bava Kama only mentions two shittes. Two gersois, according to one gersa, the gersa that we have, how they have a mishkan, chashive. So it means that the important thing is choshu, not existence in the Bein HaMishkan, according to the other gersa, both are equally important. But this is, one second, let me finish. Teisves in Azeire. Teisves in Azeire mentions both Gesreis, but in one Gersa Teisves a different shot. That's at the Kvob on the base. With a blessed in Mechayev, at all the Mokimav, a Michael Lehav, having what's in the name of the Lavkin in Asroi, Kedirashti Teis Taudot, Vikil Mema, the Hanuk Mishane, how the Havas in Mishkin Shiv, is the Gersa, how the Havas in Mishkin Shiv, a call the Hav. We have the Havas in Mishkin Shiv, a call it a lot, Ufize, that's the Gersa that we have. That we have, now the more. Ufize, Yishkin Roch is the Havas in Mishkin, כמנקי שומש כזרועים ולא יחשיבה ולא יהב אובץ וכי ניגע סימון יהב אז במיש כמו יחשיבה קורא לה so Tesis in the Rukamad Abbeiz Amad Aleph says that the Gir said the Havas Bimish Gmuch Shuvah in other words if the Vov HaMechaber is present so implies that we need both obviously according to the Gir say how the Havas Bimish Gmuch Shuvah so that certainly implies that there are two prerequisites in order to be an Av. The existence in the Mishkan and also Choshev. But Teisves in the Rukamad Abbeiz Amad Aleph says that according to the other Gersa, how they have the Mishkan Choshive, not Uchshive, but how they have the Mishkan Choshive. So the important thing is only Choshev, not existence in the Mishkan. But here Teisves equates the two Gersois. In other words, that the Gersa had the Havel Mishkin Chshive Kol Leav, the Havel Mishkin Chshive Kol Leav, the Lord Lode, he equates to the Gersa how the Havel Mishkin Uchshive Kol Leav. And the Pshatin Havel Mishkin Uchshive Kol Leav means that there are two prerequisites. So the implication is that the Gersa, according to the Gersa, how the Havel Mishkin Chshive Kol Leav, the Havel Mishkin Chshive Kol Lode, so there are also two prerequisites. But then Tesa says, another Gersa, a third Gersa, Avoliga Sinon had the Havel Mishkin Chshive, we call it up, had the Loy Havel Mishkin, Loy Chshive, call it a Lode. So if he say, at a Lode is Loy Havel Mishkin. So that's a third Gersa. And according to the third Gersa, Tesis Melkame doesn't even mention the third Gersa. But according to the third Gersa, the important thing is Havel Mishkin. Chshive is not important. Anything that existed in the Vienna Mishkan is an Av, even if it's not Choshev. So in other words, when we are Mitzari, Teisves in the Rukamad Abbeiz, and Teisves in Azirit after the Gvorot, so we have three shittas. So, three shittas. One shitta is, that is based upon the Gersa, how they have the Mishkan, Choshevet, they call it out. How do we have a Mishkan? Loich Shiva, we call it the Lord. So according to the Pshat in that Gersa definitely is that the only important thing is have a Mishkan, Choshev is not important. So the fact that something, a certain kind of work, existed in the Bina Mishkan, that in itself gives it a status of Av, even though it's not Choshev. Then there is another Gersa. How do we have a Bimishkin Uchshive Kol Leav. So definitely, according to that Gersa, there are two prerequisites. Then there is a third Gersa, and there's a Gersa that we have. How do we have a Mishkin Uchshive Kol Leav? How do we have a Mishkin Uchshive Kol Leav? So according to Teisves. So there is a machleket between Teisves and Azeirik and Teisves and Melchamed Abbeiz. According to Teisves and Azeirik, Daftalik Vovom Beis, so the Pshat in the Gersa is the same as in the Gersa of Hardhavim Mishkmuchshim. There are two prerequisites. But according to Teisves and Melchamed Abbeiz Amad Aleph, so the Pshat in that Gersa, Hardhavim Mishkmuchshim, call out, Hardhavim Mishkmuchshim. How do I have a Mishkin Chshive? Call it a lot is that the important criterion is only Chshive. So that means on the whole way of wishes. One shita is that the important thing is only Choshev, not having Mishkin. Another shita is that the important thing is only having Mishkin, not Choshev. And the third shita is, a Gers, how to have a Mishkin Chshive, that there are two important prerequisites. Now, so, the shita that there are two prerequisites, we understand. It's not strange that the shita that existence in the Mishkan is the only prerequisite for an av. We understand. It's not difficult to understand. But the shita that only choshuv is the important thing, that is very strange. That is very strange. Because, in other words, if something is choshuv, so Tesis in the Rakama says that base, that even if it didn't exist in the Binyan Mikdash, in the Binyan Mishkan, so it's not, if it is choshuv. And if it is not choshuv, even though it existed in the Binyan Mishkan, so it's not enough. So the question is, if it didn't exist in the Binyan Mishkan, how could it become? How could it become a Melochet? It shouldn't become any Melochet. Neither are nor the Lode. After all, we learn out the Melochet Shabbos from Mishkan. If something did not exist in the Binyan Mishkan, on what basis can it become a Melochet? Never mind that. Even the Lode, on what basis can it become? If it didn't exist in the Binyan Mishkan. After all, that's the basis for Melochet. The smichus between Shabbos and Binyan Mishkan. So from that we learn out the halacha of Lamedes Melochet. So that's the basis. And if something did not exist in the Binyan Mishkan, how can it be a Melochet? Even if it was, how can it be? So we have to say that without any counterpart in the Mishkan, it couldn't be a Melochet. Whether Avot or not, it couldn't be a Melochet. But according to Melech Sheinim, so now what does the Mishnah mention among the others? What does the Mishnah mention among the others? Now let's see in Talmud our Mishnah. So it mentions, obviously, Melochet Aboim Chodrach, Hazereya, Achere, Shakitze, Ramame, Hadosh, Hazere, Abere, Atechen, Amrake, Halosh, Vioi, Eve is mentioned. How about Mevashel? Mevashel is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why isn't Mevashel mentioned in the Mishnah? What existed in Mishkin? According to Rashi, according to Rabbi Goyen, we'll soon see, the Shita of Rabbi Goyen. But according to Rashi, Eve did not exist in the Mishnah. Why do I say according to Rabbi Goyen? The Gital points out, this machlekes is spelled out. Rashi says, according to Rashi, so when we learn out melochet of Shabbos from Mishkan, it means only that kind of melochet that prevailed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan is a melochet. But something that did not exist in the Mishkan, did not prevail in the Mishkan, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the korbanos that were offered in the Mishkan, that's not the basis for a melacha. Rabbi Goyen says that not only the melodic types of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan are melachas, but even a kind of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with avos korbanos, let's say like Eife, so that was done in the Mishkan in connection with the Lachem Aponim, it had to be baked. That's also a basis for Melacha. But Rashi Shita is, as the Gital pointed out, there is no doubt that there is a definite machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Goyen. Rashi Shita is that only that type of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Binyan, not something that existed in connection with the Havas Kabonis in the Mishkan in Midbar. That. So Rashi says, now let's see what Rashi says in regard to Eif and our Mishnah. For Eif will have a Mishnah to Rishayach and will be passed, who pass Rishayach and will have a Mishnah. Abu Kule Kamaise have a Bissamonim shall Tseba Tchiles and Agomo Mitzvah Shoni. Who mit more poor the shall be tanim in Bashel, that will be Samonim, we knock at Eif, we shall be Shalilu, Kitreves, Chutz Michelish. The whole should come and pick up. Let's come together. So Rashi says that Eife was not in the Mishkan. Eife was not in the Mishkan. So why does it? What was the Mishkan Mevashel? So if Eife was not in the Mishkan, Mevashel was in the Mishkan, why doesn't the Mishnah mention why doesn't the Mishnah mention Mevashel, Vadet Leife? So there is another Rashi. The Rashi that I am Dalet or Mudalet. The fourth line, after the two dots in Rashi, the fourth line on the top, from the top. Shechinon Yechol Pitei Beloi Ksish. Likach Avodav Dehavid Mikdosh. Dav Melochi. Ksish means when you remove the husk from the seed of the grape. So, Shechinon Yechol Pitei Beloi Ksish. Likach Avodav Dehavid Mikdosh. Dav Melochi. Kim Ditonel Lidosh Litonel. Vizei Reberer Omerake Tzidura Dipasti. Vichim Dehavid Mikdosh. Vioche Aschino. This is the past, the minute. Get out of the middle of the Eiffel. They have a mist in the Vashel Eiffel. They have a Migdosh. And we should do the past. It's the past knockout. We all say, how long the Eiffel be past in Vashel Samoni? I would see she has here the middle of the Eiffel. The Hassel has a cell in the Eiffel. I will need later. He'll catch the tunnel. So, the Gemara says, because I need it without the Eiffel. But Rashi says, so he says, in view of the fact that they are, poor people, they eat the pass without removing the husk from the seed of the grain, so Mimele, it's not mentioned in the separate Melochim. It's not mentioned in the separate Melochim, even though it was in the Midrash. Masha'inke, Zeir Rebeiro Omerakeit. So the Kibun, they have it in Migdor, so they are mentioned separately as Meloches. So Zeir is one Meloche, Beire is another meloche, Mirak is another meloche. If Zeir HaBeir or Mirak it hadn't been counted as separate meloches, then instead of Abayim Chosrachas, of 39 meloches, we would have only 37 meloches. Why do we have 39? Because Zeir is one, and Beir is a second, and Mirak is a third. They are very similar, Zeir HaBeir or Mirak. But since, and if each one had not existed in the Mishkan, so then it wouldn't be counted separately, but in view of the fact that it existed in the Mishkan and they are sidur at the pass, because they are all involved in the pass, so memele they are counted separately. So what's the pshat in the Rashi? Just because it's bishleime the fact that the Mishnah mentions Eifel, because the Tanya of the Mishnah wanted to mention Meloches in the order of the processing of the pass. So, he mentions, he wanted to classify them that way. So, it's an arbitrary thing. But Rashi says that because of Sidur HaDipas, the Zeir HaBeir HaMerakeit are considered separate Meloches. Because of Sidur HaDipas, what's the significance of the fact that all these three are involved in the processing, in the order of processing the pass? So first you winnow the wheat, and then you are bearer the wheat from all kinds of impurities that are mixed up with the wheat, and then you sift it through a strain. So because of that, because all these three types of work are involved in the order of the processing of pas, so because of that they are counted separately. What's the pshat? So the pshat is as follows. Of course, when Teisve says in Golokami that according to our Gisa in the Gemara, so Choshev is the only important thing. Choshev is the only important thing, even if it didn't exist in the Mishnah. Teisve does not mean that something that is Choshev, that in the minds of all the people is definitely Choshev. There are certain types of work that are admittedly of great importance. And even though it never existed in the Mishkan, not even a counterpart, not something that resembles it, existed in the Mishkan, so in the Mele it's considered a Meloch, Chas V'Sholem. We learn how it all the Meloches from the Mishkan. So something that did not exist itself in the Mishkan, nor a counterpart of that type of work, existed in the Mishkan, it couldn't be Meloch, it couldn't be enough, it couldn't be even a lot. But there are certain types of work that did not exist in the exact form in the Mishkan, but a counterpart of it, something similar to it, existed in the Mishkan. Now, all the telodes, what is it a lode? What is it a lode? Let's say, watering plants, is it a lode of Zeraya? It didn't exist in the Rishon, watering plants. I mentioned something that is not controversial, because I don't want to mention Zeymeya, because there is a machlokes v'sheinim. According to the Rambam, so Zeymeya, pruning, when you take out the bad twigs from the ground, and that conduces, it promotes a better growth, so that's enough according to many Rishon. According to some Rishon, it's the lode. But watering the plant, just pouring water over plants, if you wash your hands over grass, so that it is told of Zeraya. Of told of Zeraya. And if you do it behind the day, so Yachai Bechatos. So that certainly is it all order. Why is it a lode? Why is it a lode of Zeraya? Why isn't it not of Zeraya? The answer is, Zeraya itself have existed in the Mishnah. But watering plants did not exist in the Mishnah. But a counterpart of watering the plants existed in the Mishnah. What is the counterpart of something that is similar to the watering of plants that exists in the Mishnah? Zeraya Mamesh. Zeraya Mamesh existed in the Mishnah. So Memele, when Teisve says in Bubakamet, that according to the Gilse, how to have a Mishnah Shiva call it out, how to have a Mishnah Shiva. How do I mishk noich shive call it a lode? So how do I mishk noich shive? Is call it a lode? So that the important thing is shive is something that is choshuv, even if it didn't exist in the mishk. So mimele, it is an av. So teisves doesn't mean something that is choshuv, but neither this type of work in its exact form exists in the Mishnah, nor a counterpart of it, something analogous to it, exists in the Mishnah. It's still Melacha, Chas v'Shalom. It couldn't be a Melacha if neither this exact form of work, nor the counterpart of it, something analogous to it, resembling it, existed in the Mishnah. So of course it couldn't be a Melacha. But if something is Choshev, even though it did not exist in the Mishkan in the exact form, but it is Hoshe, but it something similar to it did exist in the Mishkan, so Mimele it is enough. But if, let's say, like watering the plants, so if watering the plants would be Hoshu, so watering the plants is it a lode? It's not an av. Why? Because it's not a choshev. It's not choshev. But if watering the plants, that's not the best way, you know, of promoting growth. There are better ways of promoting growth than just watering the plants. That's also necessary sometimes. The best way of producing growth is by simply planting, sowing in the ground. But this is also a way of promoting growth. But growth. So it's not choshev. But it is a lode, it is. Why is it a lode? Because the counterpart of the watering of plants existed in the Mishkan. So this is what Tesis means. If something, according to our Gilse, Tesis Mokamda Bey says that the important criterion is Chshivas. That means if something is Choshev, even though it did not prevail in the Mishkan, in the exact form, but something similar to this type of work did prevail in the Mishkan, so then it is enough. But if it didn't exist in the Mishkan altogether, not even a counterpart of it, not something resembling it, so then of course it's normal. Alright. Now, then something else. The Gretal points out
Yeah. The psyche, then.
So he says, so he mentions first Rashi, Berich Lagodu, Daf Aleichimu, and Daf Mentesi Rashi. So he says that Zri and Ktsire are Av Meloches, because they existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Samonim. She Ritzrichem Mitzvei. V'loi Pirish Bizriya Schitin in the Noches. Why? Because Rashi Sidei, only that which existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan is a basis for Avos Meloches. But something that existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kabbonis in the Mishkan is not a basis for Kabbonis, for Meloches. אך בחידוש הרב רב אברום בני של הרמב״ם הנתפוסים בראי סייק במעט הרקיח וביצ'ו את הרמב״ם תפוס לפסיה וזהו לשאיר. So as a matter of fact, in the Chuvas again that came out, he didn't have it, the Egletar. So it's mentioned that you, because of Rabbi Nehai Gorenzal, שאילו החדוס המלוכס ישנו בקום תום, בכל מי, ובכבית הקין גודל, ובלילים, כולו מזרע וקוצר, וכי גרסים את פרטינו, הם זור, אתם אל תזריעו, הם קוצר, אתם אל תזריעו. So the Rabbi Goyen says that the reason is why קצירה and זריעה is an Av Meloche because it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Menoches. But Menoches is something that had nothing to do with the construction of the Mishkan, only the Avos Kabbonis. So we see that Rabbi Goyen is Chayit HaRashi. Alright, that's a very strong idea. Now, the question is that Rashi himself, who allegedly and admittedly is Chelik and Rabbi Goyen Shite, so mentions Rabbi Goyen Shite in Berit HaMatzliach. Daftadik Veis Omdalek. Hameitzi the Mishnah. Hameitzi ben Biminei ben Bismelei בשיחקי ולעוצי פוב חייב שחימסו בתנו מקורס כלחיודי ברדוי בפיף ובמרפקי ביוזלי וביסרי ובפונדוסי ופי אלימטו בין פטוסי וחלוקי ובספס פלוקי במנאלי בסנדלי בוטה שלא ריצי כדרך אמיצי שחימסו בקורס סורה שסייז ביקסו פיסוף וימין וסמאל וחיק ורחב ובשם רבי יצחוק בר יהודה מוצוסי שאומר בשם רבי שמפורש באשס ירושלמי ובקודה סלוזו בנארן הקיין שמן המויר תרס הסמין וחסטומי ושמן המשפו שמן יחוד במין ושמן יחוד בסמאל ותרס בחיקי ואחביתם בקאפ. So Rashi explains in the name of Rabbi Goyen why is a chayev so being when he's meitzi ben binyinei ben bismelei b'sicheikei l'alzeifov, because that was the way that Alozo ben Aaron HaKeir carried the kabbalas, but that was not something that was in connection, that was done in connection with the construction of the mishkan. That was done in connection with Avos Kabbalas every day in the Mishkan, not in connection with the construction. So Rabbi Goyen says it, because Rabbi Goyen Shitosei, so he says that the basis for the Av Meloche of Zereya is the fact that the Jews in the Midbar were Zereya for Menoches, or Zereya Chitin for Menoches. But the Rashi says no, that cannot be used as a basis for Zereya, or the fact that they were Ketzer Chitin for Menoches. So it cannot be used as a basis for the Meloche of Keitzer. Only the Zriya and the Ktsira of Samonim, because the Samonim were used in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. Construction of the Mishkan. So how does he mention this as a basis? So Rashi says himself. So we have to say that apparently now Rashi mentions part of the Rabbi Goyen, not the whole Rabbi Goyen. Because Rabbi Goyen, the part that Rashi quotes from the Rabbi Goyen has to do with its own. How do we know that he's chayev ben biminei ben bismelei b'sicheikei al kseifo? Because of upkudas alozo ben Aaron HaKeir. So that's the way it was done in the Midbar, that's the way it was carried. The minay, this melee, certain things, sellos of an aranakei and carry the minay, certain things they carry this melee, and so on. So, only in connection with the tzoye, he adapts the sheet of Rabbi Goyen. But Rabbi Goyen mentions that in connection with all the yudalef meloches that are involved in the processing of bread, he doesn't mention that Rabbi Goyen. Only in connection with tzoye. So, obviously, Rashi distinguishes between the melocha of tzoye and all other meloches. Now, let's see, let's turn to the Tesvez Dav Beis on Mudalek in Shabbos. Now, the first Mishnah in Shabbos tells us that it is a Shabbos, Shtayim Shinaba Bifnim, Shtayim Shinaba. Now, we don't have to go over all the Tziyon, but it's important for us to take notice that the Mishnah here discusses two types of Itzoye. Itzoye the Oni and Itzoye the Balabais. And all the Tziyon revolve around these two pivots. In other words, Itzoye the Oni and Itzoye the Balabais. So why is that important? I mean, it's not important whether the person who is even who is high the chatos is a poor man or a rich man. So what's the difference? Let's say the Oni stands outside and the Balabais stands inside. So there is a Itzoye that the Balabais who stands inside commits. How does he do it? The Balabais, he stands inside. So when he takes out, let's say, something, a certain eichel, and he hands it and puts it in the hand of the Oni who stands outside, so he's making Roshus HaYochid, Roshus HaRabin, and the Tzoye is away from the one who is over the Tzoye, because the Balabais remains standing. Now then, the Balabais also is over himself the Tzoye. The Oni stands outside, and then he takes something, a certain article of food, that the Oni takes it from the hand of the Balabais who is inside, and he brings it to the outside. So then the Itzoye is towards the Mitzia. When the Balabais is over the Itzoye, so it's away from the Mitzia. The Chayfetz becomes Munach away from the Mitzia. The Mitzia stands inside, and he's Mitziah outside. When the Oni is Mitziah from the Bais into the Mishus Rabi, so the Itzoye is with the Mitziah. That's the distinction. So Teisve says the Kashi. Poshe Balabais is Yodei. Timuri, am I Itzoye who is Netarte the Oni Balabais? What difference does it make? Away from the Mitziah or towards the Mitziah? In both situations, so there is a meloche of meitzim Yoshus HaYochid and Yoshus HaRabi. Why does he have to mention it as in two separate categories? V'chein v'mishvoy v'chol v'gumore shtayim donin v'labayis v'ashayach v'ikvayis v'shtayim malyoni malyoshe v'nir levi v'yitzlich v'ashminon v'shum v'yitzoy meloche v'ruhi v'mali meitzia v'yoshus HaYachim v'yoshus HaYochid v'yoshus HaRabi mali meitzim v'yoshus HaYochid v'yoshus HaYochid ולא להביא תמרינו ליצוי דיוני מבלבייס ולבלבייס לא ליטדע מדיעיץ לכתרי קרוי ביצוי כי דנפקו לו מריש הזרי וחל יאום יאום ופסיק פרקה מדהירה ונפקו לו מקרוא אחין השין על יצי איש מכן ועושם פירוש דרשת והיין למישום די מרוח הגרוי יצח את הבאי חד ליוני וחד לושה וכן בכל תדס דובס מלוח אצלך שאינון שאי במשתן אלא עוד בסדובד וביטולד אז נמצוא יהיה באינון שאי במשתן So Tesvos mentions כמה וכמה נפקמינס between the מלוח אל הפיצוי and all other מלוחס In regard to all other מלוחס So it is only necessary that the basic category should exist in the mission That but something that did not exist in the exact form in the Mishkan, but it resembles something that existed in the Mishkan, is also higher because the water. Let's say watering plants. It didn't exist in that form, the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they didn't water any plants. There was Riyam Amish, but not watering of plants. But still, when one is Mashkez Royin, he's higher Mishkan told of the Rey. Why? Because it bears a moderate resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan. It bears a significant resemblance to Zeriah Mamish. So the fact that something resembles, that a certain type of work has some resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan, so is enough to make it into a Lord. Mashenken ligabi itzoye, which is a meloche gruye. So he says, so only if that kind of itzoye in the exact form existed in the Mishkan. But if it didn't exist in the exact form in the Mishkan, so then it's not even a Lord. It's not even a Lord. And then he says, but so he says, and so all melochas adat nitzoye, so it's not necessary to have a posik. Is there a posik that ksiva is a meloche? The Torah doesn't say al tichtivu lo yisichtei b'shabos. The Torah says v'sasat ha-meloch b'yim ha-shabos. And then we learn out from the Mishkan lametes meloches. So it's not necessary to have a special gzeras ha-kosuk in order to make some, to establish a certain type of work as a meloche. Masha'im kele gabi itzoye, if there hadn't been this posik that spells out itzoye like alit yishven kemei, so then even though it existed in the Mishkan, itzoye wouldn't be a meloche. But only because we have a posik. So the av itself requires a posik, and the teloge of itzoye requires existence in the Mishkan in the exact form by other melochas, so the av itself doesn't require a posik, only existence in this form in the Mishkan. And Teloge doesn't require anything, just that it should bear resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan. But Itzoye, so the av of Itzoye requires a posik. And if there hadn't been a posik of how the Yitzishman came in, even though there is, it existed in the Mishkan, it wouldn't be a meloch. And we require two psukim, one posik in regard to the Itzoye of the Oni, where the Itzoye consists in Zmeitzi, Mishus HaYochi, Mishus HaRabim, towards himself, and then another posik in regard to Balabais, where the Balabais is Zmeitzi, Mishus HaYochi, Mishus HaRabim, away from himself. So, after all, it's the same kind of Itzoye in any other Meloche. It wouldn't even make sense that we should require a special moke for this kind of meloche, another kind of meloche which is the same except with an insignificant change, variation. But by itzoye, we require a special posik for every type of itzoye, a special posik for the type of itzoye that where the itzoye is towards the meitzi, itzoye of the oni, and the special dirsa kosuf in regard to the itzoye of the balabais, where it's away from the meitzi. And in order to be the order of meitzi, so it must exist in the Mishkan in the exact form, Adam Melochas not. Why? Because Sotesu says, because itzoye is a meloche boy. What does it mean meloche boy? Why is itzoye meloche boy? It's not a meloche boy. Itzoye is, sometimes itzoye involves very difficult work. If you carry a handkerchief in the pocket, so it doesn't involve any difficult work. But if you carry a heavy bundle, so it's very heavy work, very difficult work. So the pshat, the plain pshat in Meloche Gruye is because we learn out all the Melochas of Shabbos from the Meloches HaMishkan. And in regard to Meloches HaMishkan, so the Torah employs the expression Meloches Machshavos. So there are all kinds of aloches that are deduced from Meloches Machshavos. Mikalkel is deduced from Meloches Machshavos, and Misasek is deduced from Meloches Machshavos. There are kama aloches that are implicit in the Gzeras HaKosuf of Meloches Machshavos. But what's the literal meaning of Meloches Machshavos? The literal meaning of Meloches Machshavos is creative work. That's the literal meaning of Meloches Machshavos. So except for Itzoye, Every meloche of the Lametes meloches represents creative work. You produce something. When you sow, so you produce something. When you bake, you produce something. When you harvest, you produce something. When you are bereh, when you are dosh, you remove the seeds of grain from the shebeles, from the ears of grain. You produce something. I mean, you adapt something to a certain use, to a certain function. But it's all right. You don't involve any creative work. It's the same object, but except that 5 minutes before it was here, and 5 minutes later it's somewhere else. But there is no change in the Hefze, in the object. So the melee, this is the unique characteristic of its own, that is not true of all other melachas. All other melachas, there is a certain change, there is a certain shinu in an object. Here, no shinu in the object. So it's a melachah kvuya, but it's a melachah just the same. But because it's a melachah kvuya, it doesn't involve any change, any creative work. So memele, we must have a special posse, by Halomi Ovi, and then even to become it a letter, so it must exist in that exact form in the mission. Alright, so memele, Rashi Shite is. Rashi is Chelik Rabin Haigon. Rabin Haigon Shite is that anything that existed in connection with Avos Kabonis in the Mishkan is also a basis for the Amitas Lachas. But Rashi Shite is only that which existed, the Alfuse of the Smichus between Shabbos, Mechas HaMishkan, only applies to those things that prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, not those types of work that prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the Havas Kabonis of the Mishkan. Havas Kabonis of the Mishkan. So that's Rashi Shite. But in regard to Itzoye, so Teisve says that there is a distinction in regard to Itzoye. In other words, first of all, the Av has to be established by special Tosakos, not by the mere existence in the Mishkan. And the Itolode has to be established by its existence in the exact form in the Mishkan. So, in regard to Itzoye, where the Av is already established, through his special Zerasakosu, so, and what is the purpose of the existence in the Mishkan? To establish the Torahs. Certain things that are not spelled out in the Psukim of Aleitish Mikene, that are not spelled out in the Posik of Aleitish Mikene. So, they are still Melochas, still others of Itzoy, by virtue of the fact that they existed in that form, not the counterpart of that kind of Itzoy, but the exact form of Itzoy existed in the Mishkan. So Rashi Shite is, now Rashi was bothered. Now the Mishnah here, in a Matzliya, now let's turn again to the Mishnah Matzliya. That's how it rains on down. Hameitzi be'ilune be'ilismele be'isecheke ye'arotseif of chayim she'achimas o'bnei kof t'lachayodei v'radrei v'fi ma'apakei u'v'osnei u'v'isarei u'v'pundosei u'pi olimato v'v'pundosei l'chlukei u'v'isvas chlukei manalei v'sandalei potah shalei yeitzi b'dach hameitzi. So if somebody carries out, let's say, puts his handkerchief in the shul and he carries it outside, he's not chayim hameitzi, because it's not the derech of people to carry a handkerchief in the shul. Is the derech of people to carry the handkerchief in the pocket or in the hand, but not in the shoe. Or if you put the handkerchief, let's say, inside the bend of the head, so it's lachayab, it's not the derech hamitzi. What's the usual way of carrying? The usual way, in the pocket or in the hand. Now, so why does the Mishnah tell us? Hameitzi ben b'minei ben b'smeilei b'secheikei al-ksei pochayim shechimasev nikos. Now, but b'mapakei b'osnei b'sadei b'pundosei ispotem. Except, let's say, one Tana says that if a chayot is yetzi on Shabbos with the needle behind his ear, so for that kind of a person, in other words, a member of a certain profession who are accustomed to keep the needles behind, or let's say somebody, a scrivener with the pen behind the ear, so one Tana says that he is chayot. Why? Because for the members of that particular profession, it is the natural way of carrying. But for a layman who is not a member of that profession, who is not a scrivener, if he will go outside in Shabbos with the pen behind his ear, he certainly puts up, because lachayat, it's not a natural way to carry. So that's the reason as to why the pin, the mouth, the beyond, the sarit, and those say, because it's not the hametzi. Now, How about Tzmele Yisrael? So the question arises, Monefshach, it's a question of Mitzias. Why does the Mishnah tell us? Why does the Mishnah tell us this thing? It's a question of Mitzias. So if the derech of people is to carry objects in the left hand, Yisrael, if the derech of people is to carry objects only in the right hand, they should be brought there. But the Mishnah wants to tell us that is the derech of people to carry in the left hand too. Fine, so why does the Mishnah have to tell us that? That might vary from generation to generation and from place to place. Maybe in one place it is the derech of people to carry in the left hand, and in another place it's not the derech of people to carry in the left hand. What kind of a chiddush is it here? And then Rashi mentioned the name of Arai Goyen, that the reason is why it's higher, because the laws of the Nagan Akelen carried certain things of the Mishkan. He carried in connection with Avos Kabonos, he carried in the left hand. And certain things he carried on the shoulder. He carried on the shoulder. So, normal person never carries in the shoe. But if somebody will be seen carrying something in the shoe, so the observer will laugh at him. Mashiach came in the Bismele, so it's not as customary, it's not as usual as Bimele, but it is carried sometimes. So Bimele, we could say, since Hitzoye is in Meloche Grue, and because of that, so something that bears a mere resemblance to something that existed in the Mishkan is not enough to establish it as a Telode. In order to be established as a Telode, so it must have existed in the Mishkan in the exact form, not just a counterpart of it. So if we did not have a counterpart of it in that form, in the Mishkan, so then it couldn't even be a Telode. So this is what Rashi mentions in the name of Rabbi Goyen, and vis-a-vis Tzoye, where the Av is already established, through Exeras HaKosu. And in regard to other Meloches, the Telode could be established without anything, without existence in the Mishkan, just by virtue of the fact that the counterpart of it was in the Mishkan. So the Telode that resembles that which exists in the Mishkan could be established as a tovar. But by tzoyiz imlochet boyer, so the av is established because of his special zasakosu, by chalo on the avi, and the tovar must also be established by virtue of its existence in the exact form in the mishnah. So as long as it existed in the exact form, in connection, in the Mishkan, even though it was in connection with Avos Kabbalas, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so it's enough to establish a Telodeh of Itzoye when the Av is established on the basis of a special Zasakos. But, so Rashi rejects Rabbi Gon Shite in regard to Adam Lohes, where the existence in the Mishkan, where the existence of the counterpart of a certain Malach in the Mishkan, establishes a certain act as a Tilode. So as a Malach, I mean as an Av. I mean the existence in the exact form in the Mishkan establishes in regard to our Adam Lohes. So the existence of a certain type of work in a certain form establishes that type of work as an Av Meloche. So in order to be established as an Av Meloche, when we don't have any Gzeres HaKosov that spells it out as an Av Meloche, so it is necessary that it should exist in a certain form in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But if it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kabbalas, and there is no pasuk that spells it out as a meloche, so then it cannot be established as an meloche. Masha'ik in regard to Itzoye, where the basic category of Itzoye is spelled out in all its details. Itzoye of Oni, Itzoye of Balabai, so it's spelled out by Psuki, by the Psukim of Yetzish Mikerei, by the Psukim of Yichalei Omiyori. So it is necessary to establish a certain type of Itzoye that is very similar to the Itzoye that is spelled out by Tzukim, except there is a certain variation. Let's say somebody who carries in the left hand, it's not the most usual way of carrying is in the right hand. The most usual way is not by carrying it on the shoulders. Most people, the average person, doesn't carry objects on the shoulders. Only certain objects are carried on the shoulders. So without its existence in the Mishkan, so then it wouldn't become a Tilode. But as long as it existed in the Mishkan, even though it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kabbalas, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so that establishes it as a Tilode. But Rabbi Goyen goes beyond that. And Rabbi Goyen applies the same principle in regard to the establishment of basic categories of Melachos, by virtue of the fact that certain types of work existed in connection with Avos Kabbalas. Rashi is chilek on them. So the basic category of a work of Meloche cannot be established on the basis of the fact that it existed in connection with Avos Kabbalas, only if it existed in connection with the construction of Mishkan. But in regard to Itzoye, where the basic category of Itzoye is explicit in the Psukim, Al Yetzei Ish Ben Keimei, by Yichalei Omiyori. So we only have to establish certain tilodes. So in order to establish tilodes, so the existence, the fact that it existed in Avos Kabbalas, it was involved in Avos Kabbalas, is also all right. Now, Avos Kabbalas, Avoyim Chaser Achas, Hazireya. What does Hazireya mean? Soil. That's when you put seeds into the land, into the soil. Yes,
so what is it? How about Rashi considered
past that he leaves out? Oh, in the Chaname. So that Rashi in Pas, and Rashi in Pas, he also says the same thing. In other words, since Zeire, Beire, Umirakit, all the three existed in the Mishnah. Zeire in their exact forms, they existed in the Mishnah. And so, but Kesish also existed in the exact form in the Mishkan, but still it's not counted as a separate melachim. Why? Because that is not so choshev. So mele it cannot be counted as a separate melachim. So Kesish is included in the category of dosh, even though it existed in the Mishkan, because it's not so choshev. How do we know that Kesish is not so choshev? vis-a-vis, let's say, Zeir Abir or Meraki, the Tachoshu. So Rashi says, and he explained the Gemara, because Kesem, so Aliyim eat pas, and they skip that stage of Kesem. They skip it altogether. They omit it. Mashein came, and no Roni omits, skips this Meroche of Zeir Abir or Meraki. So this is a necessary stage in the processing. In the processing of pas, so that gives it special chshuvas. So even though the three are very analogous to each other, because there is a common aspect to Zeir Abir or Meraket. What's the common aspect to Zeir Abir or Meraket? The common aspect of Zeir Abir or Meraket consists that all the three melochas consist in the removal of impurities of sailors from it. The removal. So when you wing the grain, you remove the merits. When you are bereah, so you remove all the impurities, the pebbles and all kinds of things that are in the kidneys or whatever it is. When you are meraking, so you remove the inferior part of the flour of the flour from the superior part of the flour. So they have one common aspect. So they should be counted. They all existed in the Mishnah. So because of that, they're all counted as separate melachos. And if somebody will be a zera and a bira and a merakeit, will be chayav three chatos, not one chatos. But if somebody will be dosh, it will be kesach, even though kesach also exists in the Mishkan, so it will be chayav only one chatos. Why? Because kesach is not so important. It's not so choshuv. Because in many processing of pas, it is omitted altogether. Mashenk in Zeir Abir or Meraket is not omitted even by Aliyim, even by poor people. So it's a necessary stage in the processing of pas. So Mimele, it is counted separately because of the Chshives. And he says, why do we mention Eife as the Ab, even though the Mishkan, not Eife existed in the construction of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, so in the construction of the Mishkan, Mevashel Samonim existed. So still, Eife is mentioned as the basic category, not Mevashel. Why? Because on one hand, so Eife and Mevashel, so is one thing. I mean, they both represent certain types of cooking. Let's say cooking in English is a general term. So if cooking includes boiling and baking and frying and broiling and roasting and whatever other form of cooking you have. So they have a common feature, boiling and baking, mivashel and eife. But eife is more choshuv than mivashel. Why? Because eife is used in the processing of pas. Pas is something very important. So Mimele, it's more choshuv than Mivashel. Mivashel is not used in the passing of pas. Of course, you can boil bread too. But you know, but usually when you make bread, when you fast as bread, you don't boil it. You just bake it. So because of that, so Eife is the basic category. Not Mivashel. You see, this is what Rashi means. This is what Rashi means. Alright, anyway, now. So Hazeireya, obviously Loch has Abu Khazarachas, Hazereya Vahirish, the Akhirish, the Akate. So Zereya was in Mishkan in connection with the Samonim, not in connection with the Menoches according to Rashi. According to Rabbi Goyen, so it existed in the Mishkan in connection with the Menoches. Akhirish, the Akate, the Amame. Hamame means Maomi Mamu Alumin. So that means the binding of sheaves. So that's in Loch. The Adosh. Adosh is threshing. So the basic melocha of Dosh consists in the removal of the seeds of grain from the Shebeiros, from the ears of grain. From the ears of grain. Now, the Gemara says that Zeir Abir or Meraket are very similar to each other. And why are they counted separately? Because each one existed in the Mishkan separately. So that's why. How about, so Gemara only mentions the three, Zeir Abir and Meraket, as being almost the same, and still they are counted separately. The Gemara does not mention Dosh, after all, Dosh is also has the same common denominator as Zeira Bera Meraki. What does Dosh consist of? Also the removal of certain sailors. Who is interested in the Shibeles? In the ears of grain. So, I mean, the main thing is not the Shibeles, it's the seed of grain. So when you remove, when you thresh grain, and you remove the seeds from their Shibeles, from their ears, you in effect remove an echo from sailors. An echo from sailors. So why does the Gemara only mention Zeira Bera Meraki? So the Rach points out. I mean, there is no machlekes on that. He says that there is one essential distinction between Dosh and on one end and Zeira Bera Meraki on the other. That essential feature of Dosh as contrasted with the other removals of sailors from Echo consists in the fact that in Dosh, so there is attachment. The seeds of grain are attached to the ears of grain. They are attached. Masha'inkin in Zeira Bera Merakeid, there is no attachment between, there is no chibur. There is no chibur between the psalus and the echo. But there is just, they are just new, just mixed up. Let's say when you sift flour in a strainer. So you remove the inferior, you separate the inferior element from the superior element. When you are bare kitnias, whether it's biyad or bikli, whatever it is. So then you remove certain impurities, whether it's pieces of straw or pebbles, I mean whatever it is, from the kitnias. So until the removal, they were not attached to each other. They were separate from each other, but they were mixed up together. So the essence of Zeira Bera Meraki consists in separating two things from one another when they were in a state of mixture of commingling. But there was no attachment. Masha'inkin in Dosh, when you take out, when you thresh grain and you remove the seeds of grain from the shiboles, so then it's attached to the shiboles. That's the essential feature of Dosh. Now, according to one, we didn't go over it yet. Now, let's say, according to the Rashbam Shite, in Teisves Dafayim Gimel Mebeis, Yachas Mishin Mefarek, in Mirolevit Mishin Foresh Rashi Shem Farek, or Ilam Masoyim Nafirish Olof, Alok Moshe Pireish Rabbeinu Shmuel, Sheyesh Alat Morim Klipo El Yeno, Uchshu Make Bit Morim, Mefarek Es HaKlipo Minat Morim, Vahavek Medosh Shem Farek Zatwem Shabbos. So, as the Gretal points out, and the Adav Urche, that you cannot learn Lecha Shabbos without the Gretal. So, as the Gretal points out, so in other words, the Rashbam Shite is that the essential feature, you see, of, there is another essential feature of Dosh. In other words, that one thing envelops the other. But that is only according to Rashbam. Rashi Shite is not like that, because Rashi says, Shemifariko yulom masoyim min apeit shalom. So there it doesn't envelop. It's just a detachment from the branch. But there is no, one does not cover the other, you see. It's not enveloped. So that's only Rashbam Shite, but not according to all Rishenim. But all Rishenim agree that the essential feature of Dosh is that there is Chibur. And then you remove one thing that was Mechuga to the other. Masha'inkin in Beireya. So there is no Chibur, just mixed up together. Let's say, when you peel oranges, so the peeling of oranges does not involve the shiloh of beer. It involves the shiloh of dosh. But, but other things, and let's say, when you eat soup, and there are all kinds of things in the soup, and you want to remove it, so then let's say, suppose there is a fly in the soup. I mean, suppose there is fat in the soup, and you don't like the fat, and you want to remove the fat from the soup. The soup is the thing that you like, and the fat is the thing that you don't like. Then it involves the shayla in Beria. Why? Because the fat and the rest of the soup are not mechuda to each other, they are just mixed up together. But, you see, the peel of the orange, and the orange itself, is attached to each other. So that doesn't involve the shayla of Beria. You see, taking out, let's say, a fly from the soup, or removing the fat from the soup, involves the shayla in Beria, not in Dosh. But peeling oranges, So that involves a shailin dosh. So you ask how are we allowed to eat? We'll discuss that. Now it's not the time. We're not learning dosh. Yes, what is it?
How would Rashi explain kolen?
Please, I'm not discussing that now. I just mentioned the Rashi here. I mean that Rashi and the Rashbam are chilek. Rashi and the Rashbam are chilek as to whether enveloping the thing that one envelops the other is an essential feature in dosh. According to the Rashbam, it is an essential feature of dosh, and according to Rashina, we'll discuss all these shailas. All right. Now, so then hadosh, that's fresh. Hazere, we know it. Habere, that's electing the impurities from the kitnias. Hatechin, that's grinding, milling. Hamerake, that's sifting. Halosh, that's kneading. When you make a mix, when you knead the dough, hoifed is baking. Hagizis is a tzemer, when one shears the wool from the sheep. So that's gizis is a tzemer. Hamuabne, bleaching. In other words, if you whiten it, so that's if you whiten cloth, you bleach it, or when you wash cloth, so it's also milabing. So then you are hired mishum milabing. Hamnaptzei is heckling of the wool, or the combing of the wool. Hatzeve, dyeing it. Tzeveya, when you dye something. Hatzeve, spinning, in other words, when you make threads. So that's a meloche. Hamesach. Now, if you want to visualize these things, you have to go over. Now the Kalkela Shabbos, so you have to go over, you know, these things, Hamesir, Hoisibis, Botinirin, Hoeri, Kapitzea, in order to visualize these things. He has a diagram here, the Tiferes Yisrael. And if you want to understand and to visualize the diagram of the Tiferes Yisrael, so you should look up in the good encyclopedia on weaving, and the ancient process of weaving, that wasn't done the way it's done today. So then you'll be able to understand the Pharisee's story. So anyway, so in the loom, you had a number of threads stretched out, and the threads were attached to certain poles. To certain poles they were attached. So that is Mesach, when you stretch out the threads in the loom, in the heddle. It's called the heddle. So this is a heddle here. This is a heddle, H-E-D-D-L-E. So if you look up in Encyclopedia Britannica about the ancient weaving process, so you'll see how it was done. So this is a heddle. So you have many poles. It's a certain kind of a frame, you know, four sides. And you have, let's say, this is a thread. So it's attached to one pole. And the Tiferes Yisrael says it doesn't have to be attached by being, you know, pushed into, by being knocked into the pole. You can just wind it around the pole, as long as it's attached to the pole. It doesn't make any difference. It can be attached to the pole by knocking in a screw in the, or a nail in the pole, and then to tie it on that nail. Or you can just wind it around, and then it will become attached to the pole. So this is the heddle, the Tiferes Yisrael. So Mesach consists in stretching out the threads in the loom. So that is Mesach. That is Mesach. Alright. Now, the Oise Shtebotinirin. Now, what is Oise Shtebotinirin? Oise Shtebotinirin, that's not the Meloche of Erech. But it was involved in the Meloche of Erech. The way it was done in those days. Now, the Pharisee Soil has here the diagram. So you see, he has here a heddle. It consists of four poles. Of four beams. So, and then you had the threads, and then here in the middle you have loops. You see the small circles. You have the loops, and the threads, the chutim that was stretched out from one beam to the other, from one pole to the other, was pulled through. Each string, each chut was pulled through a loop, and that and the pulling through the loop, you see these little circles, so that made it stand. Otherwise, it wouldn't stand, it wouldn't remain in place. So this, these are botanirim. Now, the Pharisees all knew Greek very well, so he says, Oise shtei botanirim, because near in Greek is a loop, and is a thread, I mean, is a hoot. Near in Greek is a hoot, and base near is a loop for which you pull through a hoot. Now, but, so that is what we still find in Machlekes between Rashi and the Tesis Reed. What is Botanir? So Rashi says here, Botanirin Litzes, Shenosam Shnei Chutin, Bisei Chabayis, Mir. Oh yeah, alright. We gave him a memorabe in the Chuli Inach before Shuhu and Kavle. Alright. So he says, Shenosam Shnei Chutin, Bisei Chabayis. So it's mashma from Loshon of Rashi that the race of Shnei Botanirin consists not in the making of the loops themselves. These are the loops. And then the chutim that are stretched out, that are set up in the loom, are pulled through the loops. And that makes it, that stabilizes the chutim. Otherwise, if you didn't pull the chutim through the loops, so then it wouldn't be stable. It wouldn't be firm. So these are, these little rings are the loops, and the chutim are drawn through these loops. So from Rashi it's mashma that in order to be hired on the score of Eisei Shnei Botanirim, so he has to pull the chutim through the loops. But suppose he'll make the loops and he will not pull the chutim through the loops, then he's not. This is how it's mashma from Rashi, and that this is really his must. Right. Koise shnei botinir. Pirush ha-meira b'srashe sheno sam shnei chutim b'seich ha-bayis. B'seich ha-bayis nir. Ve'ini nirav. Ve'ini nirav. She'achnos ha-sachutim. And why did Rashi explain that way? Because, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out, nir is a Greek word and it means chut. So bayis nir means the place, the bayis, through which the chut is drawn through. So Memela, since the Mishnah uses the Losh base near the place through which chutim are pulled through, in other words, that which stabilizes and holds the chutim, so you are only chayiv. So Rashi deduced from the expression that is used that he's only chayiv, he's machmis the chutim b'secha base near. But suppose he just sets up the loops and he's not machmis the chutim through the loops, he's not chayiv. So he says, Pirush ha-meira shenos ha shnei chutim b'seich ha-beis nir. Ve'ini nirav. She'achnos ha chutim b'seich ha-beis nir hu b'chlal meisach. Gam lo shen oso shnei botanirim. Ein mashmakim. She'hoi lo leima v'amachni shnei chutim b'seich ha-beis nir. So he has two kashas against Rashi. Number one, if he's chayev, only if he pulls the chutim through the beis nir, so then he's chayev mishe meisach. What does meisach mean? Meisach means the setting up of the loop. When you set up, you know, this is the, in the heddle, when you set up the chutim in the heddle, when you attach one end of the chut to one beam or to one pole, and the other end of the chut to the other beam, to the other pole, then you are meisach. So manifshak, of course, you don't set it up if you don't have the loops, so then it's not set up firmly. So then you will not be chayiv mishum meisach either. When will it be meisach? Chayiv mishum meisach, if you set it up in such a way that it's roll arigel. In other words, the heddle was used in connection with arigel. So meneile, when is it roll arigel? When can it be used as an aid in arigel, in the weaving of garments, only when the chutim are set up in such a way that they are pulled through the loops. But if they are not pulled through the loops, So then they're not set up in a sufficiently firm manner that they could be used as an aid in the Ariga process. So the first kasha by the Tfarasri, by the Tesfasri, against Rashi is Monefshech. If he pulls the chut through the loop, so then he's Chayav Mishemeitzech. So we don't have to resort to Isabotinir. That's one kasha. And then the second kasha is if he's only Chayav, when he pulls the chut in through the loop, not for just setting up the loop. He's not chayev, so he should say va'mach nishnei chutim b'seir b'sniyah. And the Loshna Mishnah is ho'eise shnei batim. Elo ho'eise, so he's chayev kamash. Elo ho'eise yipirushe shemisakein ha'b'sniyah v'mokim shuosid lehachmis chutei ha'shesi u'bein kol chutei v'chut shal keishchei batimirin yikrebais. So, in other words, so if he's misaking, if he sets up the loops in the place so that he will be able to pull the chutei ha'shesi through them and make them and make the chutei ha'shesi adapted for the weaving process, then so by just making, by setting up the loops, he's high. The chut shall keish rebotinirin, yikre bais. ואם תיקן שני בתנירים הוא חייב, אף על פי שנגיע בשסטי כלל, ואם רוחה בפני עצמו. Why? So that means, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Tesis 3. What does Eise Botinirim mean? According to Rashi, according to Tesis 3, the most Rishenim agree with Tesis 3. From the Rambam, it's much more like the Tesis 3. I mean, most Rishenim, it's much more like this. So according to Tesis 3, the most Rishenim, Eisei Shnei Botinirin consists in the making of the loops, or the making of the loops. But so why is it called Beisnir? Beisnir, as the Taras Yisroel points out, in Greek it means a bais for which you pull through the chutim. The answer is if somebody will just make. Suppose I'll just play a game and I'll just make this. This is a loop. I want the chayin chadus, just like this. That's a good loop. So in other words, only when the loop is, so I will not be, suppose I make two things like that, I'll be chayev achatos, I won't be chayev achatos. So only if one is eise shtei batinirin, in other words, if it is set up in such a way that it will be adapted for weaving, the way they are set up in the loom, you know, in the heddle, then it is. So that's why the Mishnah uses the Loshon eise shtei batinirin. In other words, it buys for chutim. Because if one will just make a loop just like that, just as by way of a play, of a game, so we'll not be chayav. But only if he sets up the loops in such a way that they will be adapted for the loop. Now, you can ask, but if this is not so, the Gemara says that one is chayav echatos mishumeis batinirim, even if it's not done in connection with weaving process. Now the Gemara da find aled on the base. Then if one makes a basket, so it's chayav so many chatois. So when now one of them is eise batinirim. As a matter of fact, I have here a Zirek Stavi. From an encyclopedia that explains, you know, the ancient form of weaving. So, in other words, so the term weaving is loosely applied to the making of matting, baskets, wickerwork, and braids, as well as of cloth. So, in other words, so the Gemara says that if one makes a basket, so one of the chatois, so when you make baskets, so you have twigs, let's say. This is the kind of a basket. It's made out of this. So you have horizontal twigs, and you have vertical twigs, and you have horizontal twigs. And then you put one on top of the other. So you have one twig like this, one twig like this, and one twig like this, and like this. That's horizontal twigs. Then you take, and you set up twigs in a vertical direction, like this. So you form batimia. You form loops. That's the way a basket is made. So there you are chayav mishumeis batimirim. Because true, the basket is not going to be used in connection with weaving, but it's going to be used to hold something, to hold the twigs, you see. So it will be used in the same way as the botinia are used in the weaving process. So in other words, so when is one hired on the score of Eisa Botinia, if he sets up a loop for the purpose of holding the chute ashesi, chute arev, it doesn't have to be chute in davke, it can be twigs too in a basket, you know. So then you are hired mishum Eisa Botinia. But according to Rashi, so you are only hired mishum Eisa Botinia if you pull the chute through the near, through the loop. It doesn't have to be davke, the loop that is in the heddle. It can be the loop that is in the making of baskets. So it's also it's made in order to hold to hold the twigs.
How are the loops making baskets?
I'm not going to explain it to you because I don't know how to make baskets, and I certainly wouldn't undertake to make a basket. But I know that it's used in the making of baskets. I'll tell you. I'll suggest to you that you look over in the Encyclopedia Britannica. I mean, the way they made baskets in the ancient times. I don't know, but I suppose that today they make it on the chain, they make it in altogether different way.
They make a botanirin in a basket.
Yep. So you make botanirin because you set up twigs like this, in a horizontal direction. Mm-hmm. One twig and another twig and another twig, and then in the vertical direction. So you make botanirin. Alright, now. So,
Be'erek Shneichi.
Now, please, I don't. I want to go over the Mishnah.
That's good for the Shesi
Berem's
basket. That's
good for the weaving. All right,
you can have a Shesi Berem. You hear the button here, that's good for the weaving. That
doesn't matter. It's all right. In the weaving, it's all right. So in the heddle, so when you make the loops, so that's not in the Shesi Berem. But when you make a basket, so the loops are made in connection with the placing of the chasse and the arev. That's true.
So then you have two in that case.
What two chatois?
You have to make
a chasse and the arev. What kind of a chmloch is chasse and the arev? When you do it in cloth, so then it's a chiyuv of the earring. But when you make a basket, so then when you make the botinia, so then you're chayav mishum Eisa Botinia.
Why is that already?
Please,
why is it not already in the basket?
You go over the Gemara and then you ask me questions. All right, please. Bo'erek shnei chutim, ve'apitzeya shnei chutim. Now, what is pitzeya? What is pitzeya? Pitzeya, there are many pshotim pitzeya. Let's see what Rashi says pitzeya is. Ha'pitzeya menatik pomim sheyesh b'shnei chitim yesa midai. U'menatik mehen. U'maklisho litzerech. What does it mean? Pomim sheyesh b'shnei chitin yesa medayit. In other words, sometimes a thread, a string is too long. So what? So it tears it off. So why does it say umaklish litzerach? What does it mean umaklish litzerach? He weakens it. Litzerach. It's too long. So it's kereya. So it's kereya. Why does he mention? What does he mean? Pomim sheyesh b'shnei chitin yesa medayit. Umenatik man. And he doesn't say so oruch yesa medayit. But pomim sheyesh b'shnei chutin yesa medayit u'minatik mehen, and he tears off and he strips off u'maklishon, he weakens them for a purpose. What does Rashi mean? Now let's see it. That's Rashi's pshat. How does the Rambam explain it? Now the Rambam ונקטס מחשבס הלוך החוב הביצי השני חוטין חי וביצי הוא המפריש אסור בין נקט so the according to the Rambam ביצי means I don't know whether there is such a word in the dictionary, but why couldn't we make up such a word? De-weaving, you know, there is a process of weaving. So what, how is weaving done? By combining the warp with the woof, right? That's weaving. So pitzeya, according to the Rambam, is de-weaving, when you separate the warp from the woof. And don't ask me to make a demonstration of it. First of all, I don't have a room before me, and even if I had, I wouldn't be able to make a demonstration. So anyway, pitzeya means the separation of the warp from the woof, de-weaving. Weaving consists in combining the warp with the woof, the shase with the aret, the shase with the aret, and pitzeya means de-weaving. הביצייה של איכות חייב וביצייה הוא המפחיש הסור he deweaves בין שהייתי עורב נשאסי או שאין בנשאסי בעורב he doesn't make a difference whether he removes the rope from the roof or the roof from the rope he doesn't make any difference הרי זה ביצייה וחייב והוא שלא יהיה מקלקל אלו ישרבים לסכן כדרך שאיסין אלו שמחים מספקודים מהקלם ויסר שביצים ורקח מיחים וחזרים וירגים חוטים שבוצו עד שיעשו שני הבודים השני הכל מה נאו הביצייה הסיסר הסקריע לסכן לסכן הרי זה תלס ביצייה ושיעור הקשיר הביצייה If someone is says it clear, so that is tilde of bitzeya. In other words, let's say if a woman has Chinese pigtails, and if she would be says it, it might be. I'm not saying. And if she says it or that clear, so that might involve the meloche of bitzeya. So it's a word of bitzeya. So according to the Rambam, bitzeya means de-weaving. The separation of the wall, the removal of the rope from the roof, or the roof from the wall. The raivet is masik. Because of a raivet zahal, zeh peirush neiter likerei al naslit. If he separates, he tears off, he strips off the rope from the roof, the roof from the wall, so then it's for a purpose, so it's kerei al naslit sakei. Not pizeya. Uchvarushonu bimishne. Vionu mikubolim beitzeya akmoi poitzeya. The Rambam doesn't use the Russian Peitzeya, but Beitzeya. V'hu Russian Chituch, Shechitir Beischutin, Sheacha Sheishli Marigose. Chitir Chesorog Minam Shuya. V'afil Lechotach Menu Rishnei Chutin Chayev Yechtichazu. So in other words, according to the Raivet, so Peitzeya means that if you have a woven piece, and then some threads protrude beyond the woven piece. This is the woven material. And then there is a thread that protrudes. It did not participate. This thread, whether it's a thread of the warp or of the woof, so it did not become integrated, you know, in the weaving process. So it remained protruding, bulging out. And then it tears it off. The thread that protrudes beyond the woven piece, that's Pitzeya. Now, the Magid Mishneh, Masha'in came, if you strip off the rope from the roof, then it's Kereya. Now, the Magid Mishneh, in regard to the Raivetz Kashi, against the Rambam, that if, let's say, he separate the rope from the roof, so then it should be kireya al menas litveya u'ma she'omar she'pirush rabbeinu neite v'kireya al menas litveya yesh leimar she'in dey mekireya ha'chutin atzmon v'chitich achas lishnayim loze she'in chitchon ala mafridor so he says it's here it's not considered kireya if there hadn't been a chiyuv of pitzeya I wouldn't be chayev according to Rambam why? Because in kireya so is chitich achas lishnayim Masha'in came here, you had two separate things. You had the warp and you had the woof. And then he combined them together. The weaver combined them together. So when he separates, when he removes the warp from the woof, he's not actually kereya. Because he merely separates. He severs. He severs that combination that was made originally between the warp and the woof. So mele is not chayev. He is not chayev mishim kereya. He's not Chayim. Anyway, so we see we have two pshat. One pshat is of the Rambam, and the Rambam pshat is that Pitzeya means the separation of the warp from the woof. The other pshat of the is of the Raivet, and the pshat of the Raivet is that it means if there is a thread that protrudes beyond the woven piece, and that thread did not enter into the weavery, into the weaving, so and it tears it off, so that's correct. That's Pitzeya. I mean, as a matter of fact, the Raivet is very strange. He has Sikashe against the Rambam. If the Pshat in Pitzeya is that he separates the warp from the roof, he strips off the warp from the roof, so then he should be Chayev on the score of Kereya. So he rejected. So he mentioned another Pshat. So you would expect that according to his pshat, you could interpret kasha. But the truth is that according to Rashi's pshat, that kasha is even stronger, because the whole apocha is, as far as the Rambam is concerned, so the Magid Mishnah gives a good teretz. Shein dei mekiriyachut in atzmon, v'chitrachas l'shnayim, lo zeh shein echeitchon elo mafid ohot. But that teretz you can only give against the Rambam, but you cannot give that teretz against the Raivet. So the same kasha that he asks against the Rambam, he should ask against himself, but it's not our union. It's not, we'll discuss it later. But, so we have two pshat so far. The Rambam's pshat is that pitzeya means the removal of the warp from the roof, and the Raivet pshat is the tearing off of the chut that protrudes beyond the woven piece. Then Rashi is mashma a different pshat. Rashi is mashma, Rashi is not, certainly not the pshat of the Rambam, and it's not mashma that Rashi means the pshat of the Raivet. He says, minatik pomim sheyesh b'shnei chutin yesa midai, u'minatik mem makvish onzech. Now it's very obscure what Rashi means. I think that Rashi means this. Let's say, you know, you have threads that are multiple folds. I mean, not one fold, but double fold, three fold, four fold, five fold. In the Mishkan you had a thread that was six fold. So if the thread is multiple fold, in other words, each thread really was six fold. Sixfold. And then he feels, so this is what Rashi means. Hapitzei aminatik. Promim sheyesh b'shnei chutin yesa medai. In other words, it's sixfold. He doesn't want that sixfold. He wants it fivefold, or fourfold, or threefold. It's too much. So memele umnatik men. So he tears off from the sixfold thread, you see, umakrishon, to make it thinner, weakener. So that's Pitzir. That's Pitzir. Now, let's see what I think that this is what Rashi means. Now, the Ram mentions a fourth pshat in the name of the Rob. Pitzeya shnei chutin. Pirish rozal, the pitzeya hu shechut echod nitak. Pitzeya roshen, v'sheizrom biyad, ad sheyinerak. Yitzinerak. Because, v'chshiroso kein, v'shnei chutin. Now what does he mean? It's very similar, the loshen is similar to Rashi. But it apparently, he means something else. He doesn't mean Rashi's pshat. So, kishechut echod nitak. Pitzeya roshen, in other words, when one thread is torn, so it tears more. So, I mean, how does he fix it that way? So apparently, what he means, chut echot nitak, again, let's say, the usual, the average thread is not single fold. I mean, it's double fold, or three fold, or four fold. So when nitak doesn't mean tear. Nitak means split, you see. So shechut echod nitak. Let's say if you have, let's say, a multiple fold thread. Let's say this is a multiple fold thread, and let's say in the middle, let's say it's six fold, and in the middle it's split. So you cannot use it.